Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tech Talk underway on a Saturday. It is a warm one, but there is cloud cover on the grounds and a bit of a breeze. We are at the State Fair and pleased to be joined by Doug Swindehart, as always. Of course, Tech Talk now Saturdays at 3, sports schedules permitting. Doug, good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I got to stay away from the heat, but other than that, we're doing just fine.
Yeah, and it really was warm when we got on the grounds this morning. I came out with my wife and my youngest daughter. It was really nice around 9 a.m. We were able to roam around. But now it's pretty warm, but there is cloud cover, so it is doable, and the crowds are phenomenal again on this final Saturday of the fair. All right, Doug, let's get into some computer topics. First and foremost, we haven't talked a lot about this lately, but that is updating a Windows machine that's running well. So you have Windows 10. Any reason to upgrade? I mean, in your opinion, I know you get bombarded with the idea that you should upgrade. If you go out and buy a new machine, you'll probably get 11 anyway. But if you're dialed in and you're comfortable, is there any reason to make the move?
You know, all of the information that I'm able to gain on the Internet from people with much experience, and the majority of people who are experienced with Windows, they're going to jump over 11 and wait for 12. 12 is reportedly really got lots of good things and many improvements, and if 10 is running fine, they don't want to gamble with it. Really, there's not a whole lot to gain with 11 as far as I'm concerned. And if might as well just wait for 12. 12's right around the corner.
Yeah, and Doug, it's one of those things when you do that upgrade. I know we always preach you should upgrade your data, period. That you should have a plan. You should be doing it regularly, whether you put it on Google Drive or some sort of other cloud storage. But when you get involved in something like that, it's almost imperative that you have your data backed up.
Oh, no question. And in fact, I've come to the conclusion that the price of computers today are such that you might even want to have a redundant system. Make sure you've got two of them running, so when you do the update, you do the one. If one goes down and it takes you 5, 6, 7 days to actually get everything corrected, you're still in business, or you're still operational, so to speak. I think that that's really a good thought, and many people have taken that track as well.
By the way, phone lines are open if you want to talk to Doug about your computer, hardware, or software, whatever it is. The city's one plumbing talk and text line, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226 is the number, as always, and that's good for all our programs 7 days a week here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Doug, one of the things we brought up when we've talked about any sort of software, et cetera, is customer support. And someone on our text line mentioned that they're having a hard time getting in touch with Microsoft, that the support leaves a lot to be desired. And I think in general, no matter what the product or service is, sometimes, you know, getting a live person to talk to is not easy. I think about it when I try and get in touch with my bank, how hard it is to get through to talk to someone.
If you get me going on this, Steve, I could go for days. I think that these big companies got it all backwards. I think that the support team, the support staff, that should be the upper echelon cream of the crop job of the company. It's a, you got to work, say for example, Xfinity. You got to work there 10 years before you're even acceptable to go into the support. Just think of what that would do for their reputation. Be the highest paid. You got to know your stuff. You got to do this. But instead, well, it's kind of difficult to work with customers, so we passed it off to the new guys and give them a book to read or pushed it over to the Philippines or India or Barcelona, who knows where. And I think that they got it backwards. I think that the culture in computers should be that the people who are doing the work and doing the job should be the absolute best paid. That's my opinion. I think that over the years, it's just deteriorated. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, and once again, I think it's worth the extra money depending on what the product or service is, and it doesn't have to be computers or electronics or whatever. I think that support and what you get after the sale is just as important. Here's a good one from our text line. Have you heard about the new personal integrity protection from Norton? I know Norton and McAfee have been around for a long time, and they're trying to stay in the game and hang on to customers, et cetera. It's a hyper-competitive business. What do you know about that, if anything?
This is absolutely brand new news for me, but I got to tell you, it just resonates of a sales swap. We can change the words, we can make it more marketable, but I don't know what they're going to do to actually do that. The biggest innovation, in my opinion, in protection from viruses and malware has come from HP with Wolf Security. And I don't know if they'll sell that to just anybody that doesn't have a HP. I should check that out. That's a wonderful product. That protects the computer down to the bare metal, which includes the firmware. That's huge. Now, if Norton is doing something like that, absolutely. But I really can't speak on it intelligently until I do some research. But that's a good topic for me to do probably this afternoon or tomorrow.
Yeah, and we'll dig into that and get an answer on that. Mm-hmm. Back to the idea of virus protection. At the moment, and I bring this up regularly, at the moment, you had a new machine. How would you protect it, Doug?
You know, interesting that you say that, because you've asked me that the last couple weeks, and this week I took some time and I did some research. And I got to tell you, I'm thinking that Bitdefender is back up in the running. They're producing a tremendous product. I actually downloaded it and tested it on several Windows machines. It flies, and it does a great job. And fewer false reads. And that seems to be getting to be a real issue with these people, is they're getting so overprotective that they're getting, and that can be just as annoying as having a virus. It really can. So I'd say this week I'd have to say, check out Bitdefender. Don't get carried away with what you buy. Stick to the actual antivirus, but it is a wonderful product.
I was visiting with someone back to Windows for a moment, and they got the machine, and we're signing on and getting everything set up and downloading Google Chrome. And it was a bit of a pain to get that set up because they were begging you to stay with Edge. It was really interesting. They kind of showed me as they worked their way through it. And the hard sell on making Edge the default browser and Edge and all the advantages. It really is amazing when you do buy a new machine how they want to hang on to that browser business.
You know, and it's really strange, too, because it's rumored, and I can't recall if it's 11 or 12, but I think it's 12, that they're going to drop Edge entirely. Edge is a product that's Chrome-based, but many, many, many top people and big administrators say that Microsoft has gone too far and polluted it. And in addition to that, they're starting to question Chrome itself and suggesting that people take a stronger look at Chromium, which is the actual original open source program for the Chrome-based browsers. And, of course, Brave is still my favorite. This is part of the problem with the setup of a new machine. I recommend that people do not plug into the Internet because it takes away that control. And it's sometimes kind of difficult to get to have a local account first. But you're going to have much better control over your computer if you have a local account established before you go ahead and do your Windows Online account. And if you need one, go ahead and get one. But maintain control of your computer. In fact, this is going to get to be a big controversy coming up because Microsoft is rolling out all kinds of procedures for the new AI. And people are not completely informed as to how that's going to work yet. So, yeah, this is going to get to be a topic for the next decade or two. Keep an eye on that, Steve.
Yeah, I haven't tried Brave. I know you've brought it up a lot. And Brave, give it a try, free download. Why not?
I love that browser. That's my go-to browser. And then I've got Firefox open right alongside of it. And I use that for my shopper. I've got Chromium and ungoogled Chromium. So I've got four browsers open simultaneously. And I've been kind of keeping an eye on Safari from the Apple. And that's getting really good, too. I think it's time that I start putting that out on some other operating systems other than Apple and Mac. It's going to be a race to the finish. It will never end with this browser business. It is a highly profitable structure where you're not actually taking any money from anybody other than, I mean, individually. It's an interesting concept how that works. But I agree. I think that it's time that people understand what they're actually agreeing to. We've kind of brought about that stuff on ourselves with all this background traffic by saying, sure, I'll take that for free. Well, come on, folks. There's nothing in life free. Never was, never will be. And yeah. Computers, we've kind of exploited that.
Quick break. We've got more Tech Talk with Doug. If you want to get in on the program, good way to do it on our Cities One Plumbing Talk and Text line, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. If you want to visit with Doug about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, we're just getting started from the fair. It is News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug joining us. And our number is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226 is our phone number here on Tech Talk. And Doug, this week, for the first time in a long, long time, my youngest daughter still lives at home, works full-time from home generally. Sometimes she needs to go in. But we had a CenturyLink outage, and I had to run home, reboot it. It came up for a while, and it dropped. And then went online, kind of did the diagnostic, and said there was some sort of issue. And they weren't expecting it to be repaired until today. But ultimately, they had it repaired overnight Thursday into Friday. And the internet was fine actually Thursday night. So it didn't take nearly as long as they thought. But that is pretty rare. And it goes back to something we have brought up on the program before, that it probably isn't a bad idea every now and then to reboot that router anyway.
Oh, my, yes. And in fact, I can tell you for certain that Xfinity has short interruptions, but they're generally, and I think they're doing maintenance. It's generally sometime between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. where it's not uncommon that my router modem gets rebooted, goes through a full scan, and it's not a normal reboot. It takes a while. So I think they're rebooting them all the way up the chain. This is due to many things. The more people that are on the internet, the more little dirty bits that we find, and which happens. Network packets traveling through these wires will drop off little bits called dirty bits. They got to go somewhere, and they're pushed out to the users sometimes, but not always. Sometimes they're on the servers or in the routers, tunnels, gateways, whatnot. This is going to get to be an issue. I wonder if I could mention a little bit about that text that you mentioned about Norton.
Yeah.
I ran a quick search, and I'm wondering if this particular texter wasn't referring to the problem of the scammers hit Norton with, or hit is hitting people so hard that Norton actually came up with a tool, and that happened in early to mid-June. And it's important that you pay attention to these emails, because they will copy their branding and do the whole nine yards. And I think this might be what they were talking about. If you suspect such a thing, Norton has a scam evaluator tool on their site.
Oh, wow.
Don't just automatically. Yeah, that's a new thing here. So it's good that that texter's. I think that's what that texter was referring to.
Yeah, and I think it is imperative to have your radar up. Anything online, you've got to be wary. Especially
no
if someone reaches out to you. You go to a reputable website with a company you've done business with before, I think you're fine. That's not the point. But there's a tendency to find deals that are too good to be true.
Absolutely.
And it's the old saying, if it sounds too good to be true, probably is.
Well, and you know, and keep in mind how creative these people are getting. The last couple of months, I've been looking to just checking to make sure that I've got the right remote control software. That's a huge issue in my office. And I'm just shopping around, and I found one that I really liked, and I was going to buy it. I put in my credit card, and the credit card has no balance on it. It has a $5,000 limit, no balance, no money on it. And it came back and said, well, your credit card's been declined. Maybe you should use a debit card. And I went, what?
No.
So I did some research. No PayPal, no Apple Pay. No. And I went, wait a minute. And this is administration type software. No way. So I started to do some research, and I discovered that their merchant account has nothing to do with the name of this remote control software. And it was listed to a company in England that went out of business in June. So they're using a merchant account on a business that's out of business. I stopped that procedure immediately. 2 days later, my bank calls and said, these people have been trying to get this charge to. I said, absolutely not. They hit my credit card like 18 times a day for 3 days straight. That's just ridiculous. Now, just think about that. As an administrator, I would normally not think that a company performing this service would be a scam. But think of the access that these people would have if, say, 100, 200 administrators signed up, and it was a nice package. And they would have access to every one of those computers instantly, and you couldn't tell who was doing what. I think that scared me. It really did. I have to do better research with who I'm doing business with and be aware of this, but it can happen to anyone. It's good news that we get this out.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of PayPal. I know you've used it for years. Apple Pay, my wife uses that. It's almost a firewall, if you will, or another firewall between your accounts and potential bad guys.
Oh, especially if you're doing business internationally. The first thing I looked at is I went, well, you know, they asked for a credit card. Well, you try to get along with these guys. Okay, and I can see the automatic renewal. But when I looked at no PayPal, no Google Pay, no Apple Pay, none of the big ones, none of them. That's it. Then I started doing the research on the company name and found out that it isn't even in their merchant. Oh, that's not good. And they're still pushing it today. I got hold of Trustpilot.com and tried to alert some people to this, but it's ugly. It's just ugly. There's a scammer waiting to take nickels and dimes from 20 million people every day.
And, by the way, a follow-up to a comment we had earlier on customer service and being able to talk to a human being. Well, gethuman.com, this came in on our text line, is a great resource to maybe help you avoid wading through these endless menus and run around, if you will.
Oh, I'm a big proponent of GetHuman. I've been using this for years and years. I just love it. And if these companies change numbers I just don't understand why people don't want to do support. What you should do is just get it over with and do it as best you can and create your reputation around how good you treat your current customers. I think it would make all the difference in the world, but that's the end I think of.
Yeah, gethuman.com.
That is
an outstanding resource. By the way, if you want to visit with Doug on the program today, he's here through 4 o'clock. You can reach us on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. We'll have an update on the weather and much more tech talk here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tech Talk, Doug Swinhart joining us Saturdays between 3 and 4 o'clock. And the good news is you can find all the podcasts on the Odyssey app or at WCCRadio.com. So if you missed part of the show, you want to catch it later, you're able to do that online. Our phone number, Cities 1 Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Doug, from our text line, my wife's email stopped working in our small business. It will send sometimes, but most times it will fail. It's their business.com email. And her personal email works just fine. I would assume web-based email. What could be going on with an email that works sometimes, doesn't work other times?
Yeah, you know, if it's multiple users and it's one user, got to be looking at the computer itself and the way that particular email client is set up. Now, if it's one user and that's the only user that's connected to their domain name where they're using for their email, then you got to get to the server and find out what's missing in the configuration of the server. The part that I find interesting is it's intermittent. I think it has something to do with the text setting inside the domain name. And that can be pretty complex, especially if you're trying to do it yourself and you've set up your own website, and it should be much easier than it is, but it's a little bit confusing. You've got a domain name host, a website host, and then your files, and then, of course, you've got all your server settings that come off your domain name as well. It's really hard to tell until we get in and find out who they've got their domain name registered to, how that's actually configured. This is where Google Apps, or I should say Google Suite at this point, or Workspace, excuse me, that's where it really shines. Because Google will make absolutely certain that you've got your email set up properly to point to their servers to take over that for your domain name. That alone, I think, makes Google Workspace worth the money. It's a tough issue. I don't think we're going to get it answered completely for them today, but that needs to be corrected. Our business email domain name is a huge portion of our image to the public. Get it together quick, and I hope that helps.
Yeah, and it really is easy. As a matter of fact, here at Odyssey, we moved over to Google and handle all the emails. The business I work for during the week, the printing business, same deal. And it's really been seamless. It's web-based. You can log in from anywhere. And before, I worked for a company earlier, and that was Outlook-based, and it got really cumbersome. Yep. And at times really got messy. And now that we've made the move over to Google for both my jobs, it really is seamless.
It's a snap. Yeah. See, this is the thing that, Ben, people, you know, everybody got upset because Google was going to finally charge for Google Workspace. There is absolutely no way on God's green earth any company could do this in-house for even come close to what they're charging. By the time you bought hardware and you hired a system administrator to oversee your Exchange server, whatnot, it turns into big dollars real quick. So Google, I think, is the answer for many, many businesses, not just small businesses, but big ones as well. When Google Apps first came out, the city of San Diego reported a savings of over $2 million a year by converting to Google. It's enormous savings. So, yeah, it's well worth looking into for every business.
What causes my new HP Envy laptop with Windows 11? The monitor jitters on this thing. Sometimes it'll just start shaking around. What could be going on with that?
Oh, my. I would be checking that hardware. If this is a new computer, I'd be contacting HP immediately. Yep. It should go in for warranty work for this. This is sounds like something that's just a little bit off, possibly the cable that runs from the display down to the motherboard just needs to be pushed in or something like that. But if it's a new computer, contact HP right away. They'll take good care on the warranty on that. And I hope that helps, but I would not hesitate on that one. That's something that's want to get on right away.
Could it be a problem with the touchpad, maybe?
That's possible if they're not as new to the computer and they possibly might be hitting it with their palm. Really depends what it looks like. But you could shut that off and use a mouse to verify that. That'd be pretty simple to diagnose one way or another. But if they move their monitor, if they push their display to be at a different angle of sight and it starts that jitter, oh boy, I would be on that real quick.
Yeah, and it is brand new. So, yeah, I would definitely get that looked at for sure. Mm-hmm. And you swear by HP that they do a really nice job in that kind of support.
Oh, I do. You know, and I had to call in for a client last week, and they're behind about 10 days, but they're upfront about that. They do, you know, we can send it in, but it's going to be here for a while. And the last time I sent one in, they had a turnaround time for this gentleman of 32 hours from the time he had that put in the mail to the time it got back to his house. That's phenomenal. Wow. So they're doing their best, I can tell you that, especially if you step up to the plate just a little bit and get into the business line. If you got a small business, this is the way to go.
From the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, it is Tech Talk from the Fair on this Saturday. How good is charging a cell phone from a laptop? I would assume it's just fine.
Yeah, you'll be all right with that, as long as you don't make a habit of it. Just keep in mind that when we use our mobile devices to charge devices, other devices, that we are putting some extra strain on the entire AC-DC conversion system. This is something you want to keep to a minimum. And today, you know, almost everything is going to be wireless charges. So you just lay it on the pad and go. In fact, there's computer cases, custom computer cases today that will give that right on top of the desktop computer. So if you got it sitting next to your desk, you throw it on top by the buttons there, and it charges even while you're using it. That's going to be really slick. I think that they're doing a good job with batteries today. But you can use your laptop to charge your phone, no problem.
Yeah, and the thing I've always felt, you know, there's like the wireless chargers where you set the phone down on top, and you know, those work fine. But I think if you actually use as much as you can the charger that came with the phone, that's probably ideal.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt whatsoever. And most of them are going to charge it faster and do a much better job at shutting it off when it's time to shut it off. If that shut off technique or whatever it is that's inside this equipment that causes the charger to shut off when that battery is done is huge. If that ever fails, that'll take a battery so fast it'll be scary. But I don't know if I've ever seen one that failed. Your equipment that comes from the manufacturer is always much more compatible, and there's no question. And these devices are expensive. Smartphones and mobile devices, they're not cheap.
Oh.
So you want to take as good a care of them as we can.
Yeah, it is a real commitment when you get a new phone, sometimes 2, sometimes 3 years worth of commitment or contract on that
Absolutely.
Device. So,
yeah,
you want to make sure you're charging it properly and charging it fully. I'm a big believer as well, and we haven't brought this up in a while, that maybe a good idea to power it down. Charge
oh,
it up.
Oh, you should do that
Power
anyway.
It down
Absolutely.
Overnight. Yeah.
Absolutely. It should be done at least once a week. No question about it. And you've mentioned that several times on the show, and I'm glad you have. I shut mine down 2-3 times a week. It'll let it charge and, you know, let it get all this thing when it's off. It'll charge faster when it's off as well. But, yeah, shutting it down at night for a whole evening of when you're asleep, it's huge. I think it adds life to the phone, actually. I have no evidence of that, but it's just a personal opinion, personal feeling. I think that's good advice.
All right, quick break. We'll come back more on Gmail, problems with Gmail. We'll get into that. Still time to get in on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. And that number is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. It is Tech Talk on a Saturday from the Fair here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. We are on Carnes, just down the hill from Ye Olde Mill. We've been here since the 50s, I believe. I think 1955, maybe. Same spot on the fairgrounds. And that's one of the great charms of the fair is the continuity and the new as well. All right, Doug, here's a Gmail thing we want to get into. Someone on our City's One Plumbing Talk text line said, they can't forward emails when using Gmail. I would say that is very unusual.
Oh, yeah. Unless they're trying to forward it to the same email account, which I don't know. You see people have different ideas about how this works, but that's really bizarre. I've never heard of that either. I wouldn't even begin to fathom how to answer that. I'd have to see the machine and take a look at their account, but something's really off here.
Yeah, that seems extremely bizarre. The functionality of forwarding an email would be almost identical to sending an email. That
one works,
is
the other
strange
one
indeed.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Or if it's got a bad address, but that would be one. Not that text sounds like it's all the time, just stable, just consistent. So I'd be looking at how they got that thing set up. Possibly they have the wrong return address. That will create havoc on an insignificant or a intermittent basis. But yeah, that's bizarre. In fact, if they sent Google an email for support, somebody would get back to them in a day or so on that one.
Yeah, I would assume so. That is very unusual. Group text messages going between phones. I don't know if the operating system or the phone, the manufacturer, whether it's an Android or an Apple or an iPhone, I don't know if that would matter. I just know that sometimes...
I don't think so.
Yeah, group text messages sometimes are a little flaky as well, that they don't always go through. I'll send one to my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister-in-law, et cetera, and sometimes not everybody gets those. I don't know why, but I'm not sure there's a lot you can do about it.
Yeah, if you've got a Google account and you've actually gone into your contacts and created a group, you should have no trouble like that at all. But there's an awful lot of activity on the Internet these days as well. If they get an inkle that you are doing some kind of mass marketing, but that shouldn't be in any effect until you get to a number around 10,000, my understanding. So, you shouldn't be having that trouble. We should be taking a look at that as well.
Yeah, very, very unusual indeed. Hey, Doug, before we run out of time, your phone number, your email, how do people reach you during the week?
Oh, thank you, Steve. 651-552-9543, and, of course, admin@wccotech.com. admin@wccoteh.com, 651-552-9543. And thank you so much, Steve. Have a good day.
Yeah, great, Doug. We'll do it again in a couple of weeks. I know we've got a midday Twins game next Saturday. They play the Mets, so we'll see you 2 weeks down the road, Doug.
Sounds good. Be well.
All right, there he is, Doug Swinhart and Tech Talk. Saturday, sports schedules permitting. Here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.